This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Thing in on the draft. The Aaron Rodgers trade is 24 years old, plus we're in the thick of the opening round of the NBA playoffs. All things to discuss on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel, along with Chad Brown, as we fill in for the guys today. And ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And we head to the world of the NFL as Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, joins the program. Carson, when you heard the news yesterday that Aaron Rodgers was indeed finally getting traded to the New York Jets, what was your initial reaction?
Well, my first reaction was just finally. I mean, it felt like that had been in the works, in the talks. We, you know, had been prepped that it'll probably happen around draft time. And sure enough, we're in draft week and it finally happens. But, you know, looking at that situation, you know, it's Aaron's in his late 30s. He's going to a new team, a new city, new players, new playbook, new fan base. It's a lot. I've been through that. I've been traded in my late 30s and know how challenging it is and how much easier it is just to you know, stay in the status quo and stay in Green Bay and, you know, a locker room you're comfortable in, you've already proved yourself in. Now he's got to go to New York in a quarterback heavy dominant AFC conference, in a AFC East conference that's got a Buffalo and Josh Allen, an AFC conference that has a really talented Miami Dolphins team. I think Aaron's got his work cut out for him, and it ain't easy when you're 37, 38, 39. You don't quite have the same energy levels you did in your 20s. You don't quite have the same velocity on the ball you did when you were 20. You don't have that bounce in your step, and it's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. He's got his work cut out for him headed in New York.
Carson, you mentioned the AFC East. Jets fourth place in that division last year. Now with the addition of Aaron Rodgers, how do you see that division coming out with Aaron Rodgers in there? And then could you rank the quarterbacks in the AFC East as well for me?
Well, the biggest hurdle is Buffalo. And I think Josh Allen's at the top of the stack when it comes to that. You know, Aaron's just enough older. Josh has had, you know, better seasons the last couple of years. Josh is a lot younger. I think, you know, at this day and age, you got to go with Buffalo to win that division. But that Miami team is stacked. I mean, defensively, they've got playmakers all over the board. They're fast. They're quick. Offensively, they've got a ton of playmakers. They can score a bunch of points quick on you. So those are the two teams you really got to worry about. New England's a wild card. I mean, you still got Belichick. You still have his defenses you got to worry about. Aaron's got to play against a Belichick defense twice. They're obviously a different team without Tom Brady, but it's still Bill Belichick. He's still one of the greatest to do it. So I just think it's a tough conference. I mean, Aaron's coming from, you know, the NFC North, where Minneapolis is kind of a mess, and, you know, they're hot and cold. Detroit's up and coming, and I know everybody's hyped on Detroit, but they're still the Lions. He's going from a pretty decent conference to a really challenging conference, and he's got his work cut out for him to get, you know, a conference championship, to be able to host a home playoff game. That's going to be a challenge. And just at his age, I mean, he's not, like I said a minute ago, he's not in his 20s anymore. He's in his late 30s. It is not easy to go to a new team, new atmosphere, new everything, and reprove yourself over again to a new team in a new locker room. I just think he's got his work cut out for him, and that's a really challenging AFC East conference.
Talking with Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, and Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Gabe Neitzel, Chad Brown filling in for the guys. You had mentioned, you know, you were an older quarterback in the league. You had to go through those trades as well, what Aaron Rodgers is going through. How tough can it be to be an older quarterback heading into a new locker room and not just connecting with new teammates, but ones that can be so young. I mean, Garrett Wilson is still only 22 years old. He was 5 when Aaron Rodgers was drafted into this league. Can it be tough to kind of form those bonds as teammates when there's such an age gap?
Oh, 100%. You know, you can relate on football, no doubt about it, with the 22-year-old when you're 39. But outside of relating on football, there's not a lot of relatable topics or things your interests, you know. I just think it is a tough challenge. I know it. I've been through it. And more recently, Tom Brady just went through it. Tom Brady went from New England, who call it a B or B-minus roster, and then he went to Tampa Bay, which was an A-plus roster. So he was going in his later years when he was really getting older and losing some of his athletic abilities. He went from a decent roster to an all-star roster. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and that defense, you know, Devin White at linebacker. I mean, he was going from a decent team to a really, really good roster where he didn't have to quite work as hard and do as much to win football games. So that made it a little bit easier. He was also going from New England's cold weather to down in Florida and practicing on grass every day and practicing in the sunshine and in warmth, which just feels better as you're getting older and your aches and pains last for a little bit longer. Well, Aaron's going from Green Bay to cold New York, practicing on turf in Green Bay to turf in New York. You know, he's going from a good roster to another good roster. He's not going to the same situation like Brady was where, you know, Brady went into that Tampa Bay locker room and just had thoroughbreds at receiver. He had a stable of backs. He had a really good offensive line and one of the best defenses in the game. And Todd Bowles, who's an unbelievable defensive coordinator. So Tom Brady was going into a better situation than Aaron's going into here in New York.
Carson, tomorrow will be the 20th anniversary of you being the first pick in the 2003 NFL draft. Talk a little bit about that experience and the expectation levels and the pressure that you put on yourself. Maybe a situation that Bryce Young will find himself in a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, my situation was different because the Bengals already knew they were going to take me, and so I had already signed a contract days before the draft. So, you know, I was in the green room. I knew where I was going. I'd already signed my name on the dotted line. There were no surprises. There was no, you know, fingers crossed, hoping you fall or don't fall, or hoping you get picked by this coach or this fan base, or hoping you get to wear this uniform. You don't know. So I knew. And I, you know, you're looking around the green room, and on draft day, you know, nobody signed a contract. Nobody knows. There's so much hype, so much expectation, so much pressure just about to get laid on these guys. It's such an exciting time, but it's important for these guys to remember, you know, when they're surrounded by their friends and family on draft day and everybody's celebrating, you know, this pinnacle, this achievement, you know, these players then the very next day get on a plane and fly to their new teams and meet their new fan base and new coaching staffs and new locker rooms. And, you know, that pressure and expectation of a whole new career is about to start. When you're surrounded by friends and family that are celebrating, it's hard because you're kind of like, hold on now, everybody relax. I got to get to work. I got to go. I got to start training for a whole new league to go in and play in. So it's an exciting time for these guys. You know, I know Bryce hasn't signed on the dotted line yet, but it sure seems like Carolina Panthers are going to take him, and he's the future of that organization.
Carson Palmer, our guest, former NFL quarterback here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app. I'm Gabe Nodsell. He's Chad Brown as we fill in for the guy. Speaking of number one overall picks for the Bengals, Joe Burrow off to a hot start in his career. What do you think the expectations are for him heading into 2023?
I think it's Super Bowl or bust. I mean, they're still on his rookie quarterback contract. He isn't currently taking up, you know, 15% of the salary cap like he will be hopefully next year when they re-sign him. So, you know, they're primed. I mean, that AFC North, you know, Baltimore's trying to figure out what they've got. I mean, they're always perennially really, really dominant in that division along with Pittsburgh. And both those two teams, those are the top dogs in the AFC North, you know, year in, year out. both of them are trying to figure it out. Pittsburgh's got to figure out, is Pickett the guy? Lamar Jackson's situation in Baltimore is up in the air. So everything is primed and ready to roll for Cincinnati. They've spent a ton of money in free agency the last two off seasons. Just this most recent off season after the Super Bowl year, they went in and completely remade and rebuilt their offensive line and spent a ton of money in free agency. The year before that, they went and revamped that defense and got a bunch of really good playmakers on the defensive side of the ball and spent a bunch of money in free agency. So, I mean, it's obvious. The Bengals see their window. They know what's in front of them. From Joe's perspective, he was just sitting there hoping that the organization was going to spend money and continue to build and improve. They've proven that to him. So I think here pretty soon you're going to see Joe sign a long-term extension. And I think the window for the Bengals is wide open. A lot of that has to do with the AFC North being a little bit beaten down and in turmoil in Baltimore and trying to figure out who's going to replace Roethlisberger. Is it Pickett? Is it somebody else? It's just it's really a perfect storm brewing for the Bengals to win that conference and maybe their first Super Bowl.
Carson, thanks for the time and insight today. You are joining us on behalf of Level Select. Tell us what you're doing with Level Select.
Yeah, Level Select OTC is a pain-relieving ointment, something I use on a daily basis after all kinds of aches and pains from playing in the NFL for a long time. Level Select, you can buy it online today. And if you use in the promo code Carson20, you get 20% off everything in your cart. And that's on levelselect.com. You can also go to CVS. We're available in CVS pharmacies. We're also available online on Amazon. So there's a number of different ways you can get this product. It's a phenomenal product. Like I said, I use it every single day. It helps me get a better night's sleep. It helps me stay active and stay fit.
Carson, we certainly appreciate the time and appreciate the insight.
Good, Chad. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
That is Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, joining us here on Canty and Carlin. Who will go first, Stroud or Young? Find out Thursday. The 2023 NFL Draft is on ESPN Radio, presented by Boost Mobile. First-round coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80.
LeBron, top of the key with Xavier Tillman on him. LeBron drives to the rim. He's going for two. Lays it up and in. LeBron driving to the rim and in. Plus a foul. LeBron flexing in front of the crowd.
He still has that passion, that grit to want to be on top and to want to put his team in position the right way to be successful. And that's what you saw.
I was able to make a couple plays to help us be successful.
That's out courtesy of 710 ESPN LA. So LeBron had a 20-20 night. Lakers now up 3-1 on the Grizzlies, as we discussed. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. ESPN App, I'm Gabe Neitzel. He is Chad Brown as we fill in for the guys. I normally do a radio show in Milwaukee. Chad based out of Denver. But we can appreciate what LeBron was able to do last night. 38 years old, and he puts up a 20-point, 22-rebound performance, Chad. It's unbelievable. I almost feel at times that LeBron, despite him being the best player of his generation, he still goes underappreciated at times because everybody just gets just swallowed up in the, oh, is he better than MJ? MJ versus LeBron. And everybody wants to have that debate. And look, I just don't care anymore because at 38 years old, the dude had an unbelievable game last night and made the game-tying layup with 0.8 seconds left to send the game into overtime, which eventually resulted in the 117-111 win over the Grizzlies.
LeBron is a amazing, consistent, steady performer. And I think our culture values, you know, flashes in the pan and values something new. So when someone has been as good as LeBron has been for as long as he has been, I think our culture and the way we go about it as media is going to underrate that player. LeBron has been, even going back into his high school days, has been amazingly consistent and steady and a great teammate and a guy who doesn't get in trouble off the court, does things the right way. I mean, so on and so forth. But the underrated part of his game for me is to be able to play at this level at this age. I played in the NFL till I was 38 years old. Trust me, I was walking down the stairs on Saturday to go to the Saturday meeting and go to the hotel, and I was still sore. I hadn't recovered from the Sunday before, and I was about to play the next game. LeBron can find ways to ramp it up, recover, and not just be a contributor, but a key contributor in the most critical moments in the ball game. I have such an appreciation for what this guy has been able to do.
Yeah, Lakers now up 3-1 on the Grizzlies. After the game last night, LeBron James had to say this about doing whatever is necessary in order to win.
I mean, that's always been me. You know, whatever it takes for the team to be successful, or, you know, just trying to be as great as I can be offensively, but even more important on the defensive end. And so that was the kind of the mindset tonight. And I was able to make a couple plays to help us be successful.
And I guess it's easier after the game, after you've won and put up 22 points, 20 rebounds, as LeBron did, to meet with the media. But things are falling apart, it seems, Chad, quickly for the Memphis Grizzlies, because neither Dylan Brooks nor Ja Morant made themselves available to the media after Game 4. And, man, even when things are going bad, that's when you have to make yourself available. You can't be, oh, I'm this tough guy, I'm the villain, Dylan Brooks, and then hide after your team lost a critical game in overtime. You can't be the guy for the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant and then shy away from the media and the tough questions that are going to be lobbed your way when you are the number two overall seed in the Western Conference and suddenly you're down 3-1 to a team that won in the play-in round.
I think part of poking the bear is being ready to fight the bear once you've done poking him. So Dylan Brooks pokes the bear and then goes and hides after the game and doesn't want to talk about it. So, yeah, the immaturity of the Memphis Grizzlies, I think they are have a good nucleus. They will continue to be a good team and a playoff team going into the future. But if they want to make deep playoff runs, they've got to find a way to solve this immaturity issue. I'm not sure if Dylan Brooks is going to be a part of them after this series. I'm not sure if the huddle that the Grizzlies get into tomorrow night at some point does not end in 1-2-3 Cancun, because this series is over.
Wow. You are going all the way. The Lakers are going to close this thing in five games.
Gentleman,
you think they're
sweep.
Closing it out in five?
It'll be a gentleman sweep, absolutely. Because Memphis, again, the immaturity is showing up. The immaturity is not just something that shows up in one part of your game and the rest of your game is good. If you are Dylan Brooks and you're doing dumb stuff on the court, then you're doing dumb stuff with the media, then you don't want to have any accountability with the media. That's a thread that runs throughout what Dylan Brooks and the Memphis Grizzlies are doing. That immaturity can maybe be solved next season, but it's not going to be fixed in this series. And again, I see a gentleman sweep coming for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think this just seems like a very crucial moment for the Memphis Grizzlies. Number two seed, but they clearly had their issues, the ups and downs that they had with Ja Morant during the regular season, to get bounced right away. And if they get bounced in a relatively, if it ends up being a gentleman sweep, that means it was a non-competitive series, and you were bounced in five games. They're going to have some interesting decisions to make. Ja Morant, I think it's, you know, going to be a team to keep a close eye on, because the one thing about the West is it is incredibly deep. And even though you're the two seed, there are teams, not just one team, multiple teams right behind you ready to climb that ladder, like the Sacramento Kings, like the Los Angeles Lakers, that are ready to climb that spot and take over for you if you stumble the way the Grizzlies have.
Yeah, the Grizzlies had a tremendous opportunity, but opportunity is only something if you're able to seize it. And when you have the last month of the season with all the issues with Ja, we're having Dylan Brooks doing things in the playoffs, that immaturity that may have been pushed to the side because they were playing well, but has showed up in the last month of the season and now is showing up in the playoffs, that's not going to allow them to move forward and have deep playoff runs. They've got to do a little bit of roster recreation this offseason, and they've got to, I don't know, bring in some great speakers who can get this young team on the same page as far as how to be professionals, that means on and off the court, and how to have that toughness and maturity on the court when they need it.
It's Canty Carlin, ESPN Radio, as the Lakers go up 3-1 on those Memphis Grizzlies. Coming up next here on Canty and Carlin, we are going to dash into the draft, dive deeper into the draft. It's coming up in less than 2 days. It's on Thursday, as Joey Porter Jr. from Penn State is going to be joining us next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Canty and Carlin are going to be hosting that draft coverage right here on ESPN Radio. Part of the reason why myself and Chad Brown filling in. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I'm based in Milwaukee. Chad hanging out in Denver. And ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time to welcome in an NFL draft prospect. Joey Porter Jr. played college football at Penn State as a cornerback. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Joey Porter Jr. And it seems like, Joey, so much hard work goes into this dream of getting to the NFL. What are you going to do in terms of consuming the draft? Are you going to have a bunch of friends and family over, sit down, watch the draft on ESPN, wait for that phone call for your name to be called? Or, since like I said, I'm based in Wisconsin, Joe Thomas, who just recently went into the Hall of Fame, when he was drafted number 3 overall, he went fishing. He was fishing with his dad when he got the call from the Cleveland Browns that he was going as a top 5 pick. So but people handle this day and this time differently. So how are you going to handle consuming the NFL draft? Are you gonna have a big party, or are you gonna try to seclude yourself?
I'm gonna be with my family in KC. I'm gonna be at the draft, and I got family down here, so it's gonna be a big party. I can't wait for it.
Joey, this is Chad Brown. I played with your dad with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so make sure you let him know Chad says what's up. Have you been giving your dad a hard time? You know, he was a third round pick, and it seems pretty clear you're going to be a first round pick.
Yeah, a little bit. I've been giving them a hard time. I'll say I was the first ever to be first in the family to be drafted in the first round. I mean, but he has a legendary career of his own, and I'm really just still trying to chase him.
Talking with Joey Porter Jr., Penn State cornerback, NFL draft prospect here in Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel and Chad Brown as we fill in for the guys today. What was your draft preparation like? How much work went into after the season was over to get ready for combines, pro days, interviews? What kind of work was that?
Oh, man, it was a lot of work, especially I was coming off appendix surgery to end my season. And after that, I already knew. My dad told me it's time to go straight to work. And ever since December, that's all we've been doing, is grinding and working. So I'm really just happy now. It's kind of slowed down, and this is the back end. But really, it all starts after Thursday.
All right, Joey. Gabe just asked you about the draft process. And I know some teams, when they do the interviews, want to ask you some gotcha questions. What was the most unusual question you have gotten in this draft process?
I'm mad because I didn't get an unusual question like everybody else. Everybody else have a crazy story or a question that really got them thinking, and they didn't hit me with anything like that. I heard some people have to sing. Some people got asked the napkin question, but I didn't get asked any of that, so I have nothing.
What, so if you were asked to sing, would you, like, did you know that was a question? Did you have a song ready to go if somebody asked you to sing?
No, but I probably would have thought of one right on the spot. I know a lot of good songs that I could sing.
Would you would have, like, busted out your favorite rap? You would have old school R&B? What would you have done?
Probably old school R&B, some old school hip-hop, something like that.
Like
this
what?
Is how
let's
do
it.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is your chance.
Let's hear it.
Since you said you regretted them not asking you the question,
we're
give it to us
it.
Now.
You don't want to hear a little something now?
Yeah. On the spot. Come on.
On the spot?
Yes.
This is how we do it.
Yes.
Thank you.
This
Thank
is you. How we do it. Yeah, something like that.
Good
Joey
stuff,
Porter
man.
Jr., Penn State quarterback, NFL draft prospect, joining us here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Joey, you are joining us on behalf of Old Spice. What kind of work are you doing with Old Spice?
Yeah, I got this partnership with Old Spice just to really give out awareness for mentorship. My dad was a great mentor to me. He was always in my corner to steer me in the right direction. And I know not everybody has that in their corner. I'm not lucky to have that. So, well, Old Spice, you can sign up today at the old school, at the Old Spice School of Swagger, and find your mentor.
Joey, we certainly appreciate the time. Best of luck on Thursday, and thanks for playing along with us, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, it's just classic. You can't go wrong with this. This is going to get the
all.
People going, too, Chad.
And I got to give him credit. You know, we put him on the spot. He was a quick thinker. He came up with something. I like football players who are quick thinkers. So good job by him.
What about you, Chad? Did you have any crazy questions when you were going through the draft process?
They didn't. That was before they started that. You know, I think that came on maybe around year 10 of my career because I would hear the rookies come in and be like, man, this team asked me this or this position coach asked me that. I thought, whoa, I didn't have any of that part of my draft preparation. But it's gotten so crazy that the NFL has now had to restrict some of the questions that the front office and position coaches can ask in those interviews at the combine.
Yeah, I mean, it was a, you know, a year or two ago that you were taken in the NFL draft.
No, it was 30
maybe
years ago.
Four or five.
I'm an old man.
What really sticks out to you about the draft process that you went through?
All right, I'll give you a very quick story here. So at the time, the New Orleans Saints asked every prospect to do an essay. So I'm walking
what?
Around the
no,
writing
you're not,
essay.
Man, you were supposed to be done with essays. You got through college. You were supposed to be done with essays.
Exactly. So I'm walking around the combine area because my agent says make sure you walk around, and when they pull you into one of those things, do whatever they ask. So the Saints guy pulls me in, and he asked me to write an essay. So I'm in there thinking, okay, I got to do an introductory paragraph. I got to close it up. I got to have three short paragraphs in the middle, thinking about my essay
structure.
Form,
yeah.
My structure I want to pull off here. At that point, Marvin Jones walks by. He is the linebacker from Florida State, same draft class as me, obviously. So the Saints guy pulls him in and says, we want you to do an essay, Marvin. And Marvin's looking at me, and I got my pencil, and I'm furiously writing my essay out. And he says, where are you guys picking? I think they say they got the eighth pick in the draft. Marvin says, I'll be long gone by then. Drops the pencil, walks out the room. And I was like, how come I couldn't say that? You know, I went the 44th pick, second round, so I didn't quite have that stature. I think Marvin Jones went third pick overall to the Jets so he could dismiss the Saints with a wave of the hand and walk out that room while I was working on my essay structure.
I wish I could have that kind of confidence in anything at any point. No, I'm not going to be around. I'm not doing anything for you. I'm going to be long gone by 8. That's fantastic. We still have plenty of draft stuff that we need to get into here on Canty and Carlin. For example, Will Levis, very mysteriously, his odds went way up after an anonymous post yesterday. We'll dive into that and try to figure out why Will Levis could potentially go number one overall in Thursday's NFL draft. That's next. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel. He is Chad Brown as we fill in for the boys. Although Canty and Carlin is still presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In shorts, it's a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. A very weird story, Chad, with, and of course, if it's a weird story and it's going to involve the NFL draft, of course, why wouldn't a Reddit post be at the middle of it? Because a random and anonymous Reddit post that basically stated that Will Levis was starting to tell close friends and family that he is going to be going number one overall circulated yesterday. And while so Bryce Young still remains the consensus favorite to be the pick, he's listed at minus 1400 at Caesars Sportsbook. For those who don't know, that means if you you have to place a $1,400 bet down just to win $100. But on Tuesday, a lot of sports books received a surge of bets on Will Levis going number one. So his odds moved from 40-1 to 4-1 Tuesday at DraftKings, among other sports books that apparently had to take this very seriously with the amount of money that was coming in on Will Levis to go number one overall. Do you still think it's going to be Bryce Young, or is somehow this anonymous Reddit post going to end up being accurate, and we somehow see Will Levis climbing all the way to the number one pick in the Carolina Panthers?
No, I don't see that at all. Bryce Young is the clear number one quarterback in this draft. I don't have any doubt about that in my mind. I called a number of Alabama games over the last couple of seasons. I've seen Tua play. I've seen Bryce play. I've seen them in person. I've watched game tape. He is clearly the best quarterback in this draft. Where this Will Levis thing is coming from, I don't know. The fact that Vegas sportsbook odds are moving based on a Reddit post just shows you how crazy this season is for the NFL. The amount of lying and misinformation that is going on from teams, from agents, is just remarkable. I had a conversation with my wife the other day, and she was asking me about this. She tries to live an honest, truthful life. She's like, I don't understand. Tell me, what is the benefit? I'm like, well, if you as a team want a guy with the 10th pick, and you know the team at the 9th pick may be picking this guy, you disseminate bad information about this guy to your media people, so folks begin to have doubts about that player. She's like, what, a team that wants a player will say bad things about a player? Yes, so that player can then slide to their pick. She was shocked and appalled that that's the way this time in the NFL works, also known as the lying season, because the lies are just so prominent and prevalent.
Yeah, it just seems like those stories just continue to pile up. Team trying to send out smokescreen after smokescreen to try to get that guy to fall to them. And this is kind of the reverse of that, I guess, because, you know, I don't know if people are hoping that then Bryce Young falls to them, whether it's the Houston Texans at 2 or whoever ends up trading into presumably that number 3 spot currently occupied by the Arizona Cardinals. But when you watch Will Levis play, like, how high do you think Levis could potentially go? Is he a top 10 pick? Is somebody going to reach for him up there? Because it's mostly been, and I guess we'll get to this other guy in just a second, it's mostly been, to me, okay, the debate's been, is it going to be C.J. Stroud or is it Bryce Young? Seems to have settled on Bryce Young, but there was a gap after those two, and that Richardson and Levis were more projects.
I would agree with both that Richardson and Levis are more project guys. Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, they've got the ability to operate in a pro-style offense. They can go through their progressions. They've both got good pocket feel. They both are accurate quarterbacks, good sense of timing, all the things you would expect from an NFL quarterback. So for Anthony Richardson, for Will Levis, there are certain parts of the game that just don't measure up to that standard, and they are going to take some time to be NFL ready. For Anthony Richardson, they're conversation about the accuracy has been had now for months. I think everyone knows that. For Will Levis, you know, the fact that he was banged up most of 2022, he was a little bit of a difficult evaluation. I think some of that being nicked up caused some uncertainty with him, where he was kind of locked in on his first read, wanting to get the ball out of his hand, not really dedicated to going through his progressions. So there's some question marks about him. I see him not being a top 10 pick, but a top 20, 25 pick. But unfortunately, once you get out the top 10, it's kind of a no man's land for quarterbacks. And the quarterbacks who are taken in that, you know, 20th pick range, plus or minus five picks from there, typically do not have very successful NFL careers.
He just seems like to me, that whether it's him or Richardson, if they end up falling past Seattle at five, but Seattle has a second-round pick. Their second first-round pick. They have their own first-round pick because that number five overall pick used to belong to the Denver Broncos. So they seem like, to me, a perfect spot for Levis or Richardson to go, just because if you have a guy who might be a project, you then don't have to rush him out on the field based on the contract you just gave Geno Smith.
I would agree with that. Seattle seems like a great destination and landing spot for guys who may need some time. And considering how Pete Carroll wants to win games, he wants to win games with his defense, with his run game, and then wants his quarterback to be able to complete some play action passes, put pressure on the defense, you know, throw some deep balls down the field, keep them honest. But he's not looking for his quarterback to throw the ball 40 plus times a game. So someone like Anthony Richardson would fit because the athletic skill set would be similar to Geno Smith, even better, or Russell Wilson, even better than Russell Wilson's athletic skill set. But at some point, you've got to look at the college tape. And I know everyone's looking at Josh Allen and saying, well, he was not very accurate in college. He improved. Therefore, Anthony Richardson can do the same thing. Will Levis can do the same thing. There's very few quarterbacks who have been able to make the lack of accuracy transition from college and become an accurate passer in the NFL. There's lots of guys who have been drafted with the hopes that that could improve. Most of them have not. Josh Allen is really an outlier in that category, and I think to make that projection of he'll be just like Josh Allen, I think maybe a step too far for both those guys.
So that's the other thing I can't figure out then. So, okay, those are two guys. Yes, I think accuracy certainly has been brought into question with both Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. So why on the earth is C.J. Stroud dropping? That's the thing I can't figure out, where there are these whispers and rumors that the Houston, it was just kind of assumed for the longest time that whoever went one, the other one was going to go two between Young and Stroud. Whoever went one, the next one was going two to the Texans, and that might not be the case. I am wildly interested to see how this actually ends up playing out on Thursday, to see if C.J. Stroud indeed goes number two. Coming up next, what does a successful season for the Jets look like? We asked that question, KT Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the KT and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. KT and Carlin, the podcast.